I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Doesn't sound like the usual mindless, boring, getting to know you chit chat. That sounds like you actually have something to say.
Well,
why are we having these conversations? What the hell am I doing here?
You're in a hotel room, Jack.
No.
No?
I said, my bedroom just looks like a hotel room of him.
Oh, for some reason, I thought, so you had a late night drive then?
I had a late night drive, yeah. I just got back from, I'm going to say, I don't know if I got it wrong last night, Tewkesbury. Some of those pronounced Tewkesbury. Spelled Tewkesbury.
It's the type of village name that an American would jizz over.
Yeah. There's so many, isn't it? There's so many places that are not how they're spelt.
I mean, the biggest is Leicester, isn't it? Let's be honest.
Leicester, Shrewsbury. Leicester. It's actually pronounced London, actually. Yeah.
London. Croydon. How are the gigs gone, Jack? You've been supporting Russell Kane?
Supporting Russell Kane, yeah. It's been great. Loving it. Really good.
What was the makeup of the gig last night? Was it a village? Was it a town? Was it Chickensbury? Chicken Tunesbury? What was
Tewkesbury?
Tewkesbury.
Tewkesbury.
What was Tewkesbury like?
It's a village. The village. It's got a lot of pubs. Actually, I don't know. I did that thing where I was walking down the high street and well, I don't know if you call it a high street, the main bit.
Yeah.
And I was like, looking, and there was loads of pubs. I was just looking for a pub to sit in, do a bit of writing before the gig. Mm. And I there's one from the outside. And I was like, this seems not my kind of vibe. I like this. I'll go in here. Walked in, Wetherspoons. I didn't know from the outside it was Wetherspoons, but I got in there. And I was like, I'm just like the magnetic pull.
Wetherspoons. I've kept away from Wetherspoons for years, but I went in one the other day just purely for, I was waiting to do a gig. I still had the app on my phone, so I just forgot how easy it is just to sit at a table and then bang, you've got your dinner, you've got a drink.
I realized that I can't because I was hanging around in Hereford yesterday before, because I did a gig in Hereford the night before,
sure,
and then I was hanging around in there and I went and did a bit of writing in a coffee place. And did you know what? I did at that moment, I'm that guy who does writing in a I'm that guy now, making sure everyone can see me.
You're like, oh, you're looking around, you see people, you go, oh, you got your laptop, have you, mate, doing your work?
Yeah. If people do that, if you start doing that, you should refer to yourself as an artist.
Yeah.
I'm a writer.
Joe, you're a go to a coffee, sit with a laptop, do work type of guy.
Yeah.
Do you get people judging you? Do you feel?
No, I don't think so. Because I don't.
Do you do it discreetly?
Openly.
Are you ashamed? Yeah. Do you pull out the laptop?
I feel disgusted. Actually, you know, I'm more likely to go to a pub to do it rather than a cafe.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I'm a fucking bloke.
I was going to say.
What is he like? No, I'm not really. I don't mind. It was only just few because I had nowhere to go, so I thought, you know, use the time. But I don't think I'm the sort of writing in a public place kind of guy. I think I'm like making notes. But if I'm actually trying to, and also like I said before, I don't really generally write. But only because I had the time yesterday, I thought, let me start writing stuff out.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean like that. But then I was like, I need to. If I've got like an idea, I need to get up and say it and talk it. But if you're mad if you're doing that in a coffee shop, do you know what I need? Because I can't work. I don't understand people can work from home either. I couldn't do that because I try and do writing in at home, and I
can't write in public. I can't write at home.
No,
so in the car.
I'd like to announce my retirement from. No, Joe, in the car. That's a good place for me. That's a good and also I was saying this yesterday, I need like a place to go. Maybe I need like an office or something where I feel like I can sort of be on my, even at home, I feel like, you know, if I'm talking out loud and practicing, you know, performing the bit, I still feel a bit like, can anyone see me? The car is a good place. You can drive. You're sort of partly distracted.
Yeah. You could be singing along, couldn't you, to a song on the radio when you're mouthing, you know, if someone sees you mouthing along.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's it. It's that losing that inhibition. That inhibition. Just say it loudly.
It's so funny because you don't. Neither of you seem like you have much inhibition when you actually get on stage.
Neither of you seem like you write much material anyway. Well, yesterday I was in Waterstones and there was a guy and he was stacking the shelves and as he was doing it, he was talking to himself and a bloke just walked past and just did that classic. First sign of madness, and the bloke went, and the bloke just, I felt really sorry for the bloke, because obviously he's a bit of a, you know, trying to have a laugh. He went, first sign of madness, and the bloke went, sorry, what was that? And he went, first sign of madness, talking to yourself. And then the guy just went, no, that's just how I internally process things. And
he's like, oh, God.
And they go, oh, okay. trying to have a laugh, just absolutely getting nowhere. Not like, oh, because I've been told that, where I've been stacking things and someone's gone, oh, you know, oh, first sign of madness. And I'm just going, oh, I'm the type of guy go, yeah, first sign of madness, isn't it? But to actually just go, no, this is how I cope.
was the shelf stacker a young guy?
In his 30s, I think. Oh, okay. Yeah. So, he was, what's clearly is that's a well-rehearsed answer. He's probably actually has said to himself, you know, I'll talk it through, you know, and just for someone to come in and be like, oi. But then I felt sorry for the guy, but in the same sort of breath, I thought, well, you didn't need to go first on a man, you know.
Yeah. Well, no, do you know what? No, he's coming from a nice place. He's trying.
Yeah, I hope so.
It's like, I think every job has probably got that thing where, you know, someone says something to them that they think is the first time anyone's ever said it.
Yes.
The recipient of that, you're
like,
I tell you, as a carpet fitter, right, I used to get... You used to get some check the carpet before we lay it. You bring it into the room and go, is that the right one? And they'd always go, oh, no, it's the wrong one. I'm joking.
Oh.
And you'd have to go, oh, you had me.
Yeah.
You'd roll the carpet out like outside on the pavement just to re-roll it. And then people walk past and go, oh, the pavements are getting posh nowadays, aren't they?
Oh God. Yeah. I thought they were going to say, oh, that's a big fag. You're going to smoke that spliff, are you? Or something like that.
That'd be original. Original.
Well, next time I see a carpet fitter, I've got that in the bag, ready to go.
You must get it. Yeah, I think you must get it all the time, don't I?
As a postman, I always got. There's any bills, you can keep them. Oh, God. And you go, oh, all right then. I always joined in. I was really good at acting like I'd heard it for the first time.
Yeah.
I just was like, oh, this, aren't you great? Like, you know, but it was.
I think Office, you always get the bloke in the office, the, you know, the character.
Yes.
The work, because, you know, in any workplace, the character, he's a character. Yeah. He wears shorts all year round, that fella. He's a character. I know you'll go like, you're like, Jeff, do you want a cup of tea? I'll have a gin if you offer it.
Oh, man. I went round granddad yesterday. He's, you know, in his 90s. Bless. He's still fit as a fiddle. Little Polish bloke he is. And writing out a list for stuff to take to, like, what you need from the shop. And he went, oh, for my tea, if you can get me some wine. We went, what? What do you mean? And he went, oh, instead of milk, I just put wine in. I was like, what are you talking about? He went, no, it's really good. I was
like, oh, God. Polish tradition.
Yeah. I was like, where's that come from? Just like, yeah, a bit of wine. That's
let him do it. He's still doing well. So
yeah, exactly. So yeah, I mean, I don't know whether that's good health advice to put out there, but if you want to still be sort of kicking it in the garden, pulling up weeds and all that sort of stuff in your 90s, get some wine in you.
Yeah,
in your tea, in your morning tea.
Yeah. You get them fit old people, don't you? And they're still doing stuff.
Oh yeah.
Amazing, them ones.
Strong as an ox. Yeah. What happened yesterday though, Jack, is do you want to hear me being a matchmaker?
I don't like this, but go on.
So we had the Kings, which is my gig in Bexley Heath.
Oh yeah.
I'm saying now I'm gonna edit this heavily.
So last section, there was a heckler who was a bit worse for wear. He had lost his keys, was on the phone to his mum as I walked out for the last section. And I said, what's the matter? He went, I'm trying to find my keys. And I went, right, he gave me his phone. I then put her on speaker and went, Joe, would you like his mum? And then his mum, I said, Joe's in his 30s. You know, he's in good nick. And she just went, yeah, all right. So by the end,
you went, are you keen? She went, I'm very keen. It was like,
I'm very keen. Yeah. So by the end, I'd sorted Joe out. But
we got through it.
But
that's not staying in. I just know it's not staying in.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Listeners have had a few whooshes there, I think.
So comedy at the Kings was great last night. We had
It was a good day, yeah?
Absolutely brilliant. Yeah, yeah. All the acts were great. The audience were lively. Nice. And yeah, we come back in October with Jeff Innocent closing the show. So
lovely. Yeah, I've been getting around. Thingy Tewkesbury last night, Hereford night before. Today or tonight, Durham.
Oh, blimey.
Go to Durham. So I'm getting about. I'm bloody getting about.
You're seeing the country. This is your dream, Jack.
I really am.
You came home and then you're driving up to Durham tonight, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I've got some bits to do.
Oh, bloody.
The ends today. So I'm going up to Durham tonight. And then, and but it's bank holiday weekend. Lads, I'm not one of these guys. I'm just saying.
Oh, here we go.
Birthday on Tuesday, isn't it?
So the day after this episode comes out for the non-Patreon subscribers, they need to remember day after.
36. I do, you know what? I did this thing, I think I did it last year, where, you know, you get older, like, people sort of, you know, family, mums and stuff, they make a fuss over your birthday. You're like, oh, I'm not bothered about it. I'm not bothered. So I've always done that, and then they've always sort of done something. And then I thought, okay, that's nice. So I sort of did it last year, and I was like, oh, I don't really want to do anything this year. And everyone really took that on board, right? And ended up doing nothing. And I was like, this is shit. I'm not saying that again. I thought that's what I actually meant, and I didn't mean that. I was like, no, I want to do something. What is it?
I'm very much one not to celebrate the birthday. I don't know what it is.
You don't want to be on your own. Don't be able to be sitting on your own on your birthday.
No. But not to like the idea of having a party for myself. You know what I mean? Like that.
Oh, no, nothing like that. But you just, yeah, just someone, just a bit of company. I rejected it so much. This is fucking, this. No, I want to give me a cake. Go buy yourself a cake.
Oh, no.
I was saying this yesterday. Like, because I obviously had knocking about Hereford for the day on my own. I had to eat lunch on my own. And there's something, I feel sorry for myself eating lunch. You know what I mean? When you talk about eating lunch on your own, if you see someone eating on their, something like archetypal about that, someone eating on their own is sad. So, you know, someone with a little lunchbox and a little sandwich on their own, it's like, oh, that's horrible. Yeah, a few like sticks in my head, right? Do you know, there's a film, you know, the film Full Monty, right?
Yes.
Then what's the actor's name? Tom Wilkinson? Tom Wilkinson. And he's that character, but they sort of bully him. And there's a bit where he sits on a bench and he eats his packed lunch on his own, and his knees are together with his little lunchbox. Oh. And he went, can you just leave me alone? And there's that sticks in my head where I just go, aww. I mean, it's about someone eating lunch on their own.
You know, well,
someone,
girls, isn't it?
Someone crying with a mouthful of food. so sad about that.
On their birthday.
A mouthful of with a cake they've bought themselves.
Yeah. Oh, don't. My heart bleeds for that person. For that person, isn't it?
Happy birthday,
Self-bought
Jack.
Self-bought cake.
But I was getting that thing yesterday where I was like, you know, because I went, it was Hereford, and I went, there's a cathedral there. There's like a little river. There's a little like old town all through. And I sort of like did that, sat on a bench for a bit.
Ate your packed lunch.
Then I sort of started doing laps, and then I started sort of getting a bit paranoid, thinking, like, I look like a bloke who's lurking. Do you ever like watch yourself on CCTV? Like, you think that looks like something like, there's a cry. I look like a criminal there. You know, when you ever see Say Yelling or Last Scene, you know what I mean? Like, it looks, no one, there's never like a nice video of someone on CCTV, is it? It's not like a nice, nice thing ever. They go, oh, look at this lovely video of him on CCTV. It's always a bad thing. If you've seen CCTV footage of yourself, something bad's happened.
Not good. I can think of one exception.
Go on.
And that is my dad's mate worked at Harrods, and they caught a baby's first steps on the CCTV, and they were able to clip it and send it to the parents.
That's really sweet. That's nice.
That aside, it's all murder, isn't it? It's more murder and kidnapping.
But even if you looked at that beautiful video of baby's first steps, without context, you'd watch that and go, oh no,
what's going to happen? Yeah. I was going to fall over in a minute.
Do you know what I mean? It's sinister about CCTV. It's never improved either, has it?
It's grainy as hell. Always grainy as hell. And yeah, not really fit for purpose, really, a lot of it.
Never gets any better. I was thinking about that yesterday, about technology that hasn't, or stuff that technology hasn't improved, right? You know, one, right, pay like phone parking meters. Like, you know, you got to do it on the phone to pay for parking.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's not easier. That is, I find that stressful.
You know what? I had to relent because I was using it so much. I got the app. I felt pathetic because it's always like, go and get the app. I'm like, okay, get the app.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, better get the app. And it's made it so much easier. But now I've just got an app for parking on my phone, like some fucking nerd.
Yeah, but it makes sense for the job we do. But like for me, it's just like I pull up to that thing, right, and it says call this number or whatever.
Yeah.
Or,
welcome to
Ringo. Where's the machine? Yeah. And then I try and call the number. And have you ever tried to enter your number plate into one of them voice?
Yes.
Oh, it's the most painful. It's horrible. It doesn't register your you don't remember the app doesn't remember. I've tried the app, that didn't work.
Oh.
just let me just go up to the machine. There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with the machine just taking change or a card.
A card. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
I love how middle-aged this podcast is getting this every week.
Anyway, Jack, tell us about your lovely walk around Hereford.
Really enjoyed it, actually.
Yeah.
We got some questions from some listeners, if you want them.
Yeah.
George Ezra, what's your fucking problem? That was the first one in. Thomas asks, how often do you wash your ass?
I know who that is.
Yeah, I know you do. He's got a famous surname as well.
Yeah. No, do you know where this come from? I don't know if I mentioned it on a Patreon episode before. I can't remember. But we'll talk about it again. I might be repeating myself. You can just tell me. But there was this bloke where we was like a festival and we was in the tents in the festival, and like we was all, you know, you're having a laugh and everyone's chatting and you know everyone's telling stories, that relatable story, and you go, you know when that happens, don't you? You go, oh yeah, bloody hell. And this bloke, he's sort of chipped in and he sort of thought everyone was going to go with it.
And everyone just
went, he goes, you know what it's like, don't you, when like your missus is always having a go at you for not washing your ass. No, I don't know. I'm not sort of, you know, you're like, you know what it's like. No, I just wash my ass. it's not like a classic, like, oh, take the bins out and wash that bloody ass, will you?
What does he mean? Like, he doesn't, when he's in the shower, he doesn't.
I think he doesn't wash his ass. Just wash your ass.
Yeah, we're
all one.
we have spoken about this, but what I like about it is that he's not washing his ass to the point where his missus is having a go at him for him.
It shouldn't be noticeable, should it?
She can smell it.
That poor woman. And he's there like going, bloody women, what are they? Always wanting us to wash our ass.
Fucking Erwin Dawes telling me I brush my teeth again.
I mean, if she was to leave him and he was to go out on a date and then they were like, oh, so what made your last relationship end? It's ending after that date. It's not.
I like the idea of a to-do list on the fridge. Pick the kids up.
What's the arse?
No, he crosses it. I'm not doing it. I refuse. No, I wash my ass twice a day is the answer to that. I've been in the shower and I've got to be quick. I mean, I'll just think, well, I've got time for the ass. I'll concentrate. The rest can wait. If I had to wash one part for the rest of my life.
Just concentrate solely on the ass. Your teeth are falling out of your head, but your arsehole is
the anus is
your dinner off that.
It's like a summer's night, that ass. Beautiful.
Sam, did you know Gary Oldman is 2 weeks younger than Gary Newman? I mean, just that's a yes or no question. Comedy podcast devotees ask, are you much of a soup guy? Do you like soup?
Soup. Yeah, I don't mind. I probably wouldn't have soup in the summer.
No.
I mean, that's a bit mental, isn't it?
September to March is soup season, I think.
Yeah, yeah. It's
the season of the soup bear. sorry. Soup season just sounds like an indie band.
Yeah, I'd probably go as well. I'd probably go. There's a nice chunky like chicken and vegetable. Yeah. It's like, yeah, like I went, and also like I'm like, you know, posh soup.
You're not Heinz tin
not a,
soup.
Not a tin of soup. I'm a box of soup kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah. Is it the Covent Garden one? I like that.
I'm into soup. I probably, you know, I'm into soup. Probably don't eat it as much.
Yeah. You ever having it at a restaurant as a starter?
Nah, I'm not doing that.
Nah. I'm not. Joe, you're not a restaurant-y guy? Restaurant soup guy?
Only once in my life. And it was delicious. I'll give him that.
I don't think I've ever been with anyone. I've never witnessed someone order a soup, to be honest. I don't think that's ever.
No, I think this was a set menu thing. That was the only time I've ever had soup in a restaurant.
Well, you know, I was thinking this yesterday because I went for Nando's. I was thinking, because you go, it's always like, you know, you go small, like starter, main, dessert. So it goes like sort of like little, big, little, didn't it?
Mm, yeah. Right?
But you never go main, then go, I might have a little starter at the end. Just a little, you know, if you just feel like, I was thinking this, I was in Nando's yesterday because I go like half chicken, I go rice, I go peas. And I was thinking at the end, I might want some wings.
Wings, yeah.
They look at you like you're mad. Do you know what I mean?
That's true. Because I always have halloumi with my Nando's, but I always eat it last. But that's halloumi's a starter.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I have halloumi for pudding.
I think with Nando's, I don't think they've got clearly defined starters. Do you know what I mean? I think you can just say bring them out together.
Yeah.
Whereas there are some restaurants where you like the starters look better than the mains.
Mm. Yeah.
So I'd rather just fucking forego the main, just have 3-4 starters.
Yeah, I do that. I do that sort of starter bit, you get the sides bit, just order a load of them. But I realize I do this thing in Nando. Are you guys spicy food guys?
I go for medium at Nando's. Yeah.
I was thinking this like, because I like spicy food, right? But I was thinking, you can put medium sauce on a Nando's, can't you? You can get the sauce.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, you might get lemon and herb, a bit more flavour. Just put hot sauce on it, right? That was my thinking. But when I went to order lemon and herb, and there's like people behind me, I just felt like going, I'm going to put hot sauce.
Yeah.
I'm not a pussy, right? I want you to be clear. Excuse me, mate. Where's the hottest sauce? Because I'm definitely putting that on it after. Not lemon and herb. I'm not a lemon and herb bitch.
I mean, that's bad that we're so worried about strangers judging us, isn't it? Like, lemon and herb. But I will be adding hot sauce. Can you put that on the receipt? Is that allowed?
And while you're there, do you do any bloody lager? Yeah. I bloody love those. I like soup.
Sweet. And Nando's. He likes Nando's.
And then Nando's.
So what is your birthday plan this year then? Obviously, last year you said it was...
I don't know. I think it was just a bit of lunch. Soup, maybe
a bit of lunch by yourself on the park bench with your picnic, with your sandwich box.
I don't know. Yeah, go for dinner, do stuff for the kids. You know what I mean? That sort of thing. It's nice when the kids get more excited about my birthday than me.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Nice. Help me blow out the candles.
Yeah.
That sort of stuff. All that sort of stuff's quite nice. Do you know what, lads? Though I'm getting into lately. The driving range. I like going down the driving range.
Oh, really?
So I might go see if a mate fancies just going down the...
Oh.
It's not... I like it.
Yeah.
It's good to have them things where, you know, you're not... I started getting into it because I bought my boy a PlayStation 5, right? That was his big Christmas present, right? And I used to like the golf games on that.
Yeah. So I love the golf game on the Wii.
I got well into it because, do you know what it is? Like before a gig or whatever, or it's so like, it's literally you just get like a little, like a pendulum thing like that. And you got to go hit it on 3 points on the spot and then you get a good swing. And it's so sort of like, it's not like intense. Do you know what I mean? It's just.
But you have to concentrate. It's not intense, but you have to concentrate.
You hit a good shot. And it's so, it's like easy going gaming, right? And I realize it's a good thing for me to do before a gig. So I'm not too. Do you know what I mean? It's like a meditative thing. So then I'm sort of taking that to the real world. And it's a similar thing. You know, you're in the driving range, you just hit.
We went recently, didn't we? It was a Friday or Saturday night, Joe. And what was it? Top Golf, was it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. It's like a driving range, but it's like games and stuff.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I wasn't very good at it, but I've been before and been better. And then you just forget golf is one of them things where if you carry on doing it, you'll get so much better. But if you like don't play for 10 years, you start again almost.
Mm.
Yeah.
But
I'm enjoying it. I like it.
Could you be a golfer though? Would you know, like as in you know, when people go, oh, yeah, I'll go play a round of golf. And it's like,
yeah, but do you know what? But
I'm just, 4 hours out of their day.
I'm definitely one of them people who gets, I get into things. Like, I'm going to do this. Yeah. I'm learning from my times doing, like, doing that before where don't go too hard too soon.
Yeah.
The old me would be like, I'm buying clubs. I'm getting the shoes. Fucking, just like, and then like, it burns out too quick. You know what I mean? So just
DMing Tiger Woods on Instagram.
Yeah.
Touch really, your game, mate.
Yeah, I get really intense with it. Yeah. The only one that's actually maintained any momentum is stand up comedy, really.
Yeah.
The intensity, like, I'm going to do it. I've done so many things like that. I've done so many things in the past where I've just got like, I'm going to do this. I paid to do a barbering course once, spent quite a lot of money. I never went.
You did. I was gonna say, like,
by the time the calls came around, I was like, nah, I don't want to do that anymore. I'm into baking now.
I can't go now. I'm proving this dough.
Yeah. I'm like that. Have you, Tom, what have you got any hobbies? What's Tom's hobby?
That's a nice question. That was said with a what do you do, Tom?
What do you do?
Such disdain on his face.
Who are you?
What are my hobbies? I mean, I love a solo trip to the cinema.
Yeah.
I love it. But I haven't been in ages. So
this is when Tom starts crying on the podcast.
Yeah.
That's really put me on the spot. Going, what is my hobbies? Yeah. I'll be honest. What's good is that I have started to do it now is a solo walk in the park. I mean,
yeah,
I like that. I like walking around. You know, you're saying when you go around things, you worry about I often think because I go round the same lake a few times, I do pass and I just think they must be thinking I'm just walking around the lake, which I am. Yeah. But I'm doing
that's
it.
That's been caught on CCTV a few times.
Just keeps walking around. Is he going to hurt the ducks? What's his problem?
Imagine doing that with you. I've got this new hobby. I've just been walking around. I really enjoy it. And then by like the fourth day, there's posters of you up.
Please, if you see this man, do not approach.
I needed a piss. It was just a piss.
Apparently, this is his hobby.
That's been taken out of context. I didn't.
But yeah,
one hobby you like, and now you can't do it.
I don't know. Yeah, no. I'm just that. This is a real breakthrough for me, realizing that. I don't have much hobbies.
Yeah, sorry, mate. I didn't mean to get this.
No. I
suppose it's my relationship with my parents. And I suppose it's really similar.
Yeah.
I suppose it started when I was young and I, you know.
I suppose when you got kids, like the thing is, I've got a Switch. Yeah, a Switch, a Nintendo Switch. Yeah. I barely play that. Like, yeah, I've got all the hallmarks of someone who could have a hobby, especially now. Now I'm stand up comedian. I've got some free time, but I'll probably dedicate that to sort of writing to people for gigs or, what I need to do is not have less hobbies or what I consider hobbies and write more. That's what I need to do.
But that's still work, though, isn't it? I do think you need that thing that ain't the thing you do. Mm. It's just like a little escapism thing. You know what I mean? Like, you know,
if
people are into things, aren't they? They go do running. They go do whatever. You get cooking. You get anything. You know what I mean? You get anything that's not the thing you do.
I mean, yeah. I did do a ragu in the slow cooker last week. Does that count?
Yeah, that's a hobby. There you go.
It's a hobby slash dinner.
Ragu. Yeah. And it's like a necessary hobby.
Yeah. Okay, cool. If cooking dinner counts as my hobby, then I cook.
Essentially, what you've said is your hobbies are eating and walking.
Yeah, pretty much.
The stuff that everyone does.
Yeah, pretty much. I love a bit of breathing. I have a bit of breathing. Love a bit of that. I love a drink. Pints? No, just drinking. And I drink with my dinner.
I've really got into eating lately. And
I love a sleep.
Changing location at points in the day using my legs. really into that.
To be honest, like, just stand up does dominate. Like, I don't see the problem with stand up is obviously it's unsociable hours. So a lot of what I'm so grateful for the Bexley Heath gig is that I see a lot of my friends there because they all come to it. So obviously Joe's there. friend Pat, Jamie, Jake, Lee.
He's just proving he's got friends Danny. Now at this point.
But like these are people that I
none would... of these go on the walk.
No, none of them come on the walk.
They've got hobbies.
But like, so now we obviously have a gap. I'm hoping that in the next few months we'll have some sort of meetups, you know. Because that's
even that was
no, I'm hoping.
I'm hoping.
To any aspiring stand-up comedians, what you have to realize is that your social life with your actual friends will take a hit if you go for it with the gigging, because you just realize that your Fridays and Saturday nights are taken. Yeah. And also if you're a parent as well, because you know you have to dedicate some time to the kids and you can't, you know. And also I've been solo parenting because my wife is currently in LA at the Netflix Comedy Festival.
Oh, right.
So I've been sort of pulling all over. So yeah, I haven't had time for a hobby. That's for the last few weeks, actually, guys.
Right. So this podcast has covered the driving range, trouble with parking meters, walks in the park, slow cooker, not seeing your friends anymore. This is TikTok superstar. Let's get to the good stuff.
I like my nan, my babcia, my nan, my Polish nan. I like her chicken soup. It's delicious.
Okay, I forgot the soup, chat.
Yeah, this rock and roll podcast, man.
I like the soup. That's a hobby. A hobby is going around and eating a soup.
Yeah, no. Well, yeah. Well, if you want to join us next week for Get to the Bleak Stuff,
I'm gonna get a hobby. But next week, yeah. I'll have something that I've done more than once.
I'm 36 next week, and that thing where I'm just realizing that like going to the pub can't be a hobby.
A hobby.
Not if you're a massive enthusiast.
even reading. Like, I used to read loads years ago, and I find it really hard to sit down with a book. But that would be a great. That would be a good hobby to have. But I got to a stage, Joe will hate this because I know he doesn't like people that do this, but I got to a stage where I was trying to hit 10,000 steps, but I was into a book that Joe had recommended. So what I did is I found a patch of grass green near me and I walked around it in a circle reading the book.
You would have looked insane.
But I was like, kill two birds, one stone. It was me holding this book, going round a circle.
Fuck it.
So this is why I don't have hobbies, because I look fucking mad.
Just give up. Just
don't have hobbies, Tom, actually.
Just go to the cinema. At least you're on your own. Can't harm anyone there.
Tom walking around the cinema.
I did think that, actually. I thought, if I go to the cinema and it's just me in the cinema, have I got carte blanche to do whatever I want there?
Yeah, I think so.
I can walk around and just get my steps up whilst watching the big screen.
Yeah,
that's allowed, isn't it?
If you're on your own, yeah, absolutely. But that's the dream scenario in a cinema, isn't it?
But do you know when they come in and they some cinemas now the guy they send someone in and they take a picture and they must be using like infrared or something just to make sure you're not filming anything. Yeah. That's a bleak photo for them to get. Have you stood up walking?
I think the beauty of the cinema is like being there with people watching it, though. Like, it's not even a stand up comedy, isn't it? It's that thing of, you know, but also if you're on your own indoors, there's no one is that etiquette to stand by. Like, it makes you watch the film more. You're not going to start fidgeting or do that.
Yeah.
I think it depends on the film. If it's a comedy, it's wicked. It's wicked having people there, or if it's a fun film. But if it's a film that's like quite dark and quite emotional, but then there's someone like three seats down that's clearly not enjoying it or leaves early, that's fucking annoying.
I went to a talk conference thing on Monday, and you know, people like there's the thing that people do this thing where one thing they do is the thing where they the crowd laugh at stuff that's mildly funny,
the gentle.
I hate that. And there's a thing where people do this thing where they want to make sure people, the only someone says a point they agree with, or whoever's the talker, and they have to do the nod.
Yeah.
So people can tell that, I'm nodding.
I understood what he said.
Good point. Nod. I'm going to nod to that. But I went the opposite. I just shook my head the whole time.
No.
That's... Get off.
Tutting. Believe that.
Yeah, I'm not really good in them situations.
Yeah, this guy was anti-genocide. And we know you're a fan of genocide, Jack.
Good album.
Nice. Right, lads. Same time next week?
Yeah.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.